This is Cross Hope, a daily word of hope and inspiration with Randy Snyder, Senior Minister of Crossview Christian Church. Now, with today's message from Cross Hope, here's Randy Snyder.
Sooner or later, every minister, and I really mean this, you get asked, believe it or not, to do a funeral for a pet. My dad was asked to do a funeral for a police dog, a German shepherd that served, and he was asked to speak, and he said he felt a little uneasy about it, but he did it. Well, this minister I know of by the name of Don Holzapfel, he's a Baptist preacher, tells a story on himself. He said he received a call from a woman who was quite upset about losing her pet cat named Homer, and she wanted him to conduct a funeral service for her cat. He said, I don't feel good about that. I just feel uncomfortable. So he gave her the name of the Presbyterian minister. Maybe he'll do it. He said no. The Presbyterian, gave her the name of the Methodist preacher. He said no. They went through all the churches in town, and one after another said, I just don't feel comfortable doing that. And finally, she called Don Holzapfel back, the guy she started with, and said, I can't find anybody to do this funeral. And I was planning to give $1,000 to the church of whatever minister did the service. And Don said, he said to her, why didn't you tell me your cat was a Baptist in the first place? All of that to introduce this. Isn't it interesting how money changes things? Money changes conversations. Money changes relationship within a family. Talk about any extended family issue, and you're talking about everything's fine until somebody says, well, you know $1,000 is involved in that, don't you? No, I didn't know that. And all of a sudden, money introduced to a family drama changes it completely. It happens in friendship, where money's introduced into the friendship, and there's a problem. Today, we're going to study a man in the New Testament that's referred to as the rich young ruler. This is interesting. Luke is the only gospel that tells us he was a ruler. Matthew's the only one who says he was young, but all three say he was rich. Matthew, Mark, and Luke say he was rich. And Jesus confronts him, not about his money, but about his God, just like I do every Sunday. It's all about changing gods for many people. It's all about changing gods, not believing a concept, but changing the God of, from the God of this world, the God of this age, the God of this culture, the God of the universe, to the God who is the God of the universe, and that's the Lord God Almighty through his Son, Jesus Christ. Let's read this passage. I want to say something right at the beginning, that what Jesus asked this man to do, I believe, was specifically for him. This is not a blanket mandate for the whole church, and I'll tell you why I believe that in a few minutes, but let's read it together. Mark 10, beginning at verse 17. As Jesus started on his way, a man ran up to him and fell on his knees before him. I love that. He ran to Jesus and falls on his knees. Good teacher, he asked, what must I do to inherit eternal life? Why do you call me good? Jesus answered, no one is good except God alone. You know the commandments, do not murder, do not commit adultery, do not steal, do not give false testimony, do not defraud. Underline that word defraud, because I'm going to talk about that specifically today. Do not defraud. Honor your father and mother. Teacher, he declared, all these I have kept since I was a boy. Jesus looked at him and loved him. What a statement. Jesus looked at him and loved him. One thing you lack, he said, go sell everything you have and give to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven. Then come and follow me. At this, the man's face fell. He went away sad because he had great wealth. Jesus looked around and said to his disciples, how hard it is for the rich to enter the kingdom of God. It's easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich man to enter the kingdom of God. The disciples were even more amazed and said to each other, who then can be saved? Jesus looked at them and said, with man this is impossible, but not with God. All things are possible with God.
You have been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information or to listen to or download a copy of today's message, go to crosshope.org. That web address again is www.crosshope.org. Be sure to tune in each weekday at this same time to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. This program has been a production of Cross Hope Ministries.